Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. It is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. Now, spring is a natural time for renewal, and the weather warms and days are getting longer and windows open. And as clean air and light pour in, you may feel inspired to let that freshness into everything. Your physical space, your mind, and your body. All of them are tied to your overall health and well-being. And studies show that the rituals of cleaning and getting rid of what's no longer serving you, such as material things, old habits, emotional ties, or unhealthy thoughts, can actually improve your physical and mental health. So this is a good time of the year to start by decluttering your physical space and sorting through the piles of things that you no longer have use for, such as clothing and magazines, etc. And once you remove things that don't serve your vision, either by moving them to a more appropriate part of the house or getting rid of them by donating, recycling, or discarding them, then you can focus on organizing the things that do serve your vision. Then you should also apply some of these principles to other areas of your life, such as your exercise routine, your diet, or relationships. I can guarantee you will feel a whole lot better if you do. According to a 2008 report in the magazine Psychiatry Research, those who have a tendency to collect and have an inability to dispose of things are nearly 3 times more likely to be overweight and have more medical and mental health issues than their family members. So whether it is the garage, the trunk of your car, or your office or bedroom, you probably have at least one spot that could use more organization. So my goal today is to inspire you to capitalize on this season of renewal by weeding out what is not working in your life. I also would like to take this opportunity and talk about sustainability and green living and spring cleaning with natural products. And I will also give you some suggestions on how to make your own natural and inexpensive cleaning products. To get started, I suggest you to choose the area of your life that needs the most attention or that feels the easiest to tackle, and then take one simple action to get started. So take the first step and don't worry about finishing just yet. Our minds tend to shut down when the goal is too big. And there's a Chinese proverb that says a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Before we continue with today's topic, let's listen to some music and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Weep not for the man
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is sustainability, green living, and spring cleaning due to the upcoming Earth Day and Earth Fest. Of course, we're all aware that we live in a world where the population is multiplying, natural resources are becoming scarce, and the damage to our planet is mounting. And this really is a global problem, and we need to do our part to help. We have the responsibility to future generations to leave the place in at least as good condition as we found it. And it is up to us to create a healthy environment for ourselves and those we love. But more importantly, it is up to us to pass on a healthy legacy to our future generations. By making healthier choices and applying simple sustainability to every area of our lives, we are on a path that will lead us closer to optimal health with every step. And our lives will be more in harmony with the environment. We are using up resources at an alarming rate and are poisoning our environment. It just can't go on, and we all know it. That is why the so-called green movement is now a major force in our culture and society. It is driving our politics, and it is the new big issue. In order to make things better, constructive action is required. And millions of motivated people want to do something. They want to live more sustainable lives. That's what being green is all about. And they want to leave the planet in livable shape for their kids and grandkids. So what can we do to make a difference? I would like to mention a wonderful book we have available at the Evergreen Cottage, and the book is titled Living Green, A Practical Guide to Sustainability. And the author is Greg Horn, and I will refer to this book many times during this show. It really is an excellent guide to living a healthy and happier life. It addresses what to put in your body and on your body and teaches you how to change your home and your world. For many people, personal health is the first step toward sustainability. In sustainable living, we are looking for a way to live lightly on our planet and pass it on intact or even better than we found it. So this is a quote from the book Living Green. Each day, we lose 50 to 100 species of animals and plants as they're driven to extinction by human influences. Each week, Americans, representing 5% of the world's population, comprise 25% of the world's consumption of resources. Much of this consumption ends up discarded as needless waste in our landfills or incinerated into our air, with devastating long-term health and environmental consequences. In a single year, we send 500 million tons of solid hazardous waste to landfills and pump 3 million tons of toxic chemicals into the air and water. Each individual person living in our country puts an average of more than 24 tons of carbon, the major greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere each year, just from the activities of our modern lifestyle, unquote. So this is a quote from the book Living Green, and it shows how severe the crisis is that we are in, and changes are in order. Sustainability is a journey, and as the eighth generation, we are just taking our first steps, and we won't see true sustainability in our lifetime, and our children are unlikely to find full sustainability either. Yet, for every chemical we choose not to spray on our lawns or gardens, and for every organic apple or chicken, or for every energy-saving appliance we purchase, we are creating change. Because our lifestyles now have such an impact on the planet, small actions can have large impacts. And I would like to summarize some of the suggestions out of Greg Horn's book titled Living Green. Simple actions you can take towards sustainability. Number one, eating organic. For each 1% increase in organic food consumption in the U.S. alone, pesticide and herbicide use is reduced by over 10 million pounds per year. Organic food also tastes better and is far healthier than conventional food. And I will give you scientific facts and explanations in greater detail later on in this show. Number two, going carbon zero. For about $99 per year, you can offset your entire carbon footprint. And you can make a contribution to the nonprofit organization carbonfund.org, and it will help fund renewable power and energy efficiency and so forth. Number three, recycling. The average person in the U.S. produces 1,609 pounds of waste each year. Recycling can cut that waste by up to 75%. And if each of us recycled just paper, glass, and metal, we could save 162 million tons of material from entering American landfills each year. And recycling the enormous amounts of plastic we use each day can save even more. Number four, denying disposables. Disposable is literally a dirty word. If we all just used a glass instead of a water bottle and a coffee mug instead of a styrofoam cup, we could save 244 billion bottles and cups made from petrochemical-based plastics from entering the U.S. waste stream each year and save money at the same time. Number five, switching to natural personal care. Using natural personal care has a double benefit. First of all, it keeps toxic chemicals off your body, and then it keeps them out of the environment after they wash off your body. So remember, if you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on your body. Number six, using natural lawn care. The average suburban lawn uses 6 times the hazardous chemicals per acre than conventional farming. And your kids and pets play on that lawn. If just 10% of us switch to natural lawn care, over 500 million pounds of synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides would be prevented from entering the environment and our kids' bodies. Number seven, cleaning green. The household chemicals are hazardous to our health. Collectively, we dump 32 million pounds of toxic chemistry down our drains each day just from household cleaning chemicals. And that does not count what goes into our indoor air. Switching to green alternatives and natural cleaning products will keep these chemicals out of our bodies and out of our water supply. And I will talk in more detail a bit later on what you can do to eliminate toxic chemicals by simply using some common products in your kitchen cupboard to formulate effective but inexpensive cleaning products. Number eight, filtering your tap water. Filtering your tap water to remove chlorine and fluoride provides pure, clean, great-tasting drinking water at a fraction of the cost or environmental impact of expensive and wasteful bottled water that costs more per gallon than gasoline. The payback on a $60 water filter takes only a few weeks for most households. And as an added benefit, there is no plastic bottles to leach harmful compounds which act like estrogens in the body into your water. Number nine, increasing energy efficiency. Energy and fuel efficiency can dramatically reduce use of fossil fuels. So insulate your home and consider hybrid next time you buy a car. This investment will pay off rapidly in lower fuel and energy costs. And finally, number 10, staying informed. Knowledge empowers informed action. Subscribe to one of the many green magazines or visit wellbuilding.com to stay informed on sustainability developments, resources, tips, and tools. So this summarizes suggestions and action steps we all can take in order to improve the quality of our lives, as well as those of our children and grandchildren, and to save our planet. Now let's take another short break, and I will play some more music from today's feature CD, and the CD is titled Reflections, and when I come back, I will explain in greater detail why choosing organic foods is more important than ever.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is sustainability, green living, and natural spring cleaning. Going organic is perhaps the simplest and most important first step you can take towards sustaining your health and improving the environment at the same time. And you can start tomorrow with a trip to the Whole Foods pantry to the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. So what could be easier than that? Typical foods are grown in soils that have been chemically fertilized and sprayed with multiple herbicides and pesticides, and then they are processed with high heat and preservatives to extend shelf life, and sugars are added to improve taste, and then they are packaged in disposable plastic containers for your convenience. For example, the typical bag of potato chips you buy at a supermarket has been subjected to over 50 chemicals from seed to shelf, and contains up to 75 times the so-called safe levels of cancer-causing compounds established by the state of California. The current organic boom is a consumer reaction to the potentially toxic stuff used in making our foods. Both common sense and research confirm that eating organic and whole foods is healthier. How else can you explain the fact that the dramatic rise of modern illnesses such as digestive health problems, heart disease, and all types of cancers coincides precisely with the widespread introduction of the modern diet and the so-called commerce foods? Our bodies are incredible machines that can turn food into fuel to sustain us. However, the body cannot turn chemicals, which means foods that have been created in a laboratory, into fuel. The body is designed to handle natural foods only. It is a sad truth. We are living in a world where 70,000 new chemicals have been introduced in just the last 100 years. And many of these end up in our foods, In fact, the average American consumes about 14 pounds of chemicals a year just from additives like artificial food colorings, flavorings, antibiotics, hormones, and heavy metals. As a result of our conventional diets, each of us has an average of 500 man-made chemicals circulating in our blood. Children are especially at risk because they are small and have developing metabolic systems. It is really disgusting. The EPA now considers 60% of all herbicides, 90% of all fungicides, and 30% of all insecticides as potentially cancer-causing. Organic foods are grown without the use of synthetic pesticides, synthetic fertilizers, antibiotics, or added hormones. That means safer food without the chemical load of conventionally grown foods. Organic farmers work to improve the ecology of their soils, resulting in healthier plants and more nutritious fruits and vegetables. As consumers, we are faced with a mountain of food choices, and a lot of my clients that are striving toward better health and wanting to make healthier choices are confused as to where to start and always want to know what the best place to start is. There are conventional foods that have the highest levels of contamination from pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics, or heavy metals. And if you can simply shift to buying organic versions of these common foods as a start, you will have made big strides toward cleaning up your diet and your health. So before we continue, let's listen to some music from today's feature CD. And when I come back, I will tell you where to start organic.
Keep from singing in prayer.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Our topic today is sustainability and green living due to the upcoming Earth Fest and Earth Day. And we talked about the importance of choosing organic foods. Our diet and lifestyle choices have a direct cause and effect relationship with the health of the planet. Nature provides everything we need for good health. It can feel like a daunting task, however, to sort through all the choices before us. And one thing I try to make understand my clients is that food is medicine. What we put in our bodies is the single most important component of our wellness. And the effects are not dramatic, but they are cumulative or additive when the principles are applied consistently. So your everyday choices have a tremendous impact on your health destiny, especially when it comes to your diet, because the old saying, you are what you eat, really is true. The quality and quantity of the foods you consume determine how well your body functions. When your diet lacks essential nutrients, even in small amounts, it paves the way to poor health and degenerative diseases. All whole, organic, natural foods build your immune system and general health. The more of them we eat, the greater the chances being naturally well for life. And the reverse is also true. Refined foods mostly erode your immunity and make us weaker. It should come as no surprise that organic food is our best bet for health. And there are several elements at work here. The first is that organic food is grown without the use of added pesticides. And you may have seen reports showing that up to a quarter of organic fruits and vegetables still show pesticide residues. And unfortunately, there is no way to avoid the remnants of old pesticides that are still found in our water, air, and soil. But choosing organically grown food whenever you can will limit your exposure to these toxins. Now, food manufacturers have led us to believe that small amounts of pesticides in foods are not harmful, but don't bet on it. Although individual pesticides are generally regulated at levels that don't cause clear, immediate harm, many scientists agree that the collective exposure from everything we eat is probably higher than what is reasonably safe. A handful of the most dangerous have been banned in recent years, but some highly toxic pesticides are still unrestricted. And direct exposure to pesticides can lead to nerve damage, convulsions, and even death. Many toxins are not excreted but are stored in fatty tissues in the body for decades. The more chemicals you consume, even at minimal levels, the greater the chance of their building up to dangerous levels. Also, we know that cheap farming is not necessarily safe farming for everyone and everything involved, such as the animals, plants, fields, streams, farm workers, and consumers. Getting organic dairy products and meats is an absolute must. It is important to look for grass-fed meats and free-range chickens without hormones and antibiotics and so on. Remember that infants and children are at greater risk because they are still developing and growing. Pesticides and chemicals are concentrated more in foods higher in fat. And so peanut butter, milk, cheese, yogurt, butter, and meats are all areas in which families should convert to organic and reduce the exposure to antibiotics and harmful synthetics. If you can't go organic all at once, begin buying high-priority organic foods when you can. The top 10 conventional foods that contain the highest levels of chemicals, pesticides, and hormones are meats, dairy products, fish, berries, salad crops, mushrooms, root crops, bananas, waxed fruit, coffee, and tea. So this would be the best place to start as far as buying organic. Now, before we continue, it's time for another break with music. And when I come back, I will go in more detail about these top 10 foods that a person should choose to buy organic.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing me his song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. And we have been talking about the importance and the reason behind buying organic foods. And now I want to go into more detail of the top 10 foods that a person should buy organic. As I mentioned, meats and dairy products are high on the food chain and therefore concentrate chemicals from the animals' diets in their fatty tissues. They are rich in fats, which is where harmful chemicals become stored. Now, as far as fish, while it is not strictly organic, it is critical to buy wild fish and avoid all farmed fish, which can contain high levels of contaminants. When it comes to fruits, berries are the most susceptible to chemicals. Strawberries, raspberries, and other berries, including grapes and cherries, have a thin, absorbent skin that you eat. And these fruits are heavily sprayed and tend to absorb more of the chemicals that they come in contact with during production. Bananas are also high on the list. And banana plantations use up to 20 times more pesticides per acre than crops grown in industrialized countries. Conventional bananas are often grown with a blue plastic bag of pesticides placed over the soft, absorbent skin of the fruit. So make sure you buy organic bananas. Conventional apples and pears often have a wax coating that locks in the pesticides and makes them very difficult to wash off. Oranges, peaches, and nectarines are also subjected to many chemicals and should always be consumed organic. As far as vegetables, salad crops such as lettuce, spinach, and celery are highly sprayed and have no outer shell to protect the part you eat, which is the leaf. Mushrooms are highly absorbent, and conventional growing methods use powerful fungicides between crops to keep stray species from invading the intended crops. Conventional green beans, peas, bell peppers, zucchini squash, tomatoes, as well as root crops such as potatoes, yams, carrots, onions, are often sprayed with fungicides as well as pesticides. There's also a wonderful website for more information, and this website updates scientific research regarding organic foods. And I encourage you to check out this website. It is www.foodnews.org, which is actually the environmental working group, which has tested 43 fruits and vegetables to find how each retains traces of pesticides. And there's compelling evidence that organic is so much better. It is also important to choose organic coffee and teas. The crops are usually heavily sprayed, and the hot water brewing can actually concentrate the residual pesticides used in the growing process while it is extracting the good stuff. Also remember to use unbleached coffee filter and avoid using styrofoam cups. Studies have proven that organic food is healthier because it is more nutrient dense, it contains more vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants than conventional or genetically modified foods. But make sure you wash all fruits and vegetables, no matter if they are organic or not, to basically remove residues and dirt and bacteria and germs. And we have a great product at the Whole Foods Pantry. It is called Veggie Wash, and it contains organic citrus solvents and grapeseed extracts for effective and safe cleaning. It removes surface contaminants and leaves no aftertaste. It also removes waxes and chemical sprays and soils. Now it's almost time to wrap up today's show, so let's listen to one more track of our CD. And when I come back, I will give you recipes for natural cleaning products.
I give you my heart.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are about to wrap up today's show. And before we do, I would like to tell you how you can make your home and office squeaky clean naturally. Of course, these days, there are many commercial earth-friendly products with which to clean. And you can find a large variety of them. Anything from an all-natural, all-purpose cleaner to a stain remover at the Evergreen Cottage. But if you would like to use some of your common products found in your cupboard, you can break out the baking soda. A tablespoon or so of baking soda sprinkled on a wet sponge makes a great gentle abrasive for countertops, sinks, tubs, and showers. Or you can create a paste by mixing baking soda with some water. Baking soda also absorbs smells, and you can add a cup to your laundry to reduce odors too. Another potent kitchen staple is white vinegar due to its degreasing and antibacterial properties. In fact, you can keep a spray bottle filled with undiluted white vinegar and use it to clean the stovetop, cutting boards, and even toilets. You just spray it on the surface and wipe it off. European women have long cleaned windows with vinegar and water and wiped the surface to a streak-free shine with newspaper. And for that, you mix one part vinegar to one part warm water. And you can also use it on floors and mirrors and glass. And the distinctive odor actually fades as the liquid dries. And you can also add it to laundry to soften fabrics. Lemon juice dissolves soap scum and hard water deposits. And you can add baking soda to half a lemon without the juice and use it to scrub out your sink and tub. And then you can grind up the peel in your garbage disposal to clean the drain. Actually, drain cleaners are generally the most dangerous chemicals in your home. So instead of using conventional lye-based drain openers, use washing soda, a relative of baking soda. It's actually found in the laundry aisle. And what you do is you pour one cup of it down the drain and you allow it to sit for up to 30 minutes. And then you flush the drain with 3 cups of hot water. And you should actually do this once a month to keep troublesome drains clear. Another effective remedy is to pour 1 cup each of baking soda, salt, and vinegar down the drain. And then you wait 15 minutes and flush the drain with boiling water. Also, instead of using conventional bleach, use powdered oxygen bleach. And this is an eco-friendly form of bleach that releases oxygen to clean clothes and other materials. It is actually made by treating natural soda ash or natural borax with hydrogen peroxide. And oxygen bleach gets rid of dirt in a non-toxic way. And it also brightens fabrics and disinfects too. Also, essential oils such as lemon, tea tree, or eucalyptus have natural antiseptic and antimicrobial properties. Plus, they add a pleasant, fresh scent. And you can blend 10 to 20 drops of any of these oils with water in a plant mister bottle. But make sure to shake it well before you use it to distribute the oil. And you can use it as an air freshener or to wipe down counters. And you can also successfully fight mold on tile grout with tea tree oil. And all you do is add a teaspoon of tea tree essential oil to a cup of water and you apply the solution with a scrub brush. There is a wonderful and effective all-purpose cleaner recipe I would like to share with you. And you can use this spray for your sinks, your tub, toilets, tile, and floors. And what you do is you take 2 teaspoons of borax and dissolve it in 32-ounce hot water. And otherwise, if you don't dissolve it, the spray will be grainy. And then you add 1/4 cup of vinegar and you pour it in a spray bottle. And then you add 1/4 cup of liquid natural dish soap and 20 drops of essential oils of your choice. And you shake the ingredients thoroughly to mix everything together. So this is a wonderful all-purpose cleaner. Laundry products are also a major source of water pollution and contain chemicals that can cause health problems such as skin, lung, and eye irritations and allergies. And one big culprit is petrochemical-based fragrances used in many of these products. And laundry soap also contains surfactants, which actually change the surface tension of water that enter our waterways. Several companies manufacture alternative laundry products that get your clothes just as clean without chemical residues and without polluting the environment. And the same is true for dishwashing soap. And we have various brands of natural and environmentally friendly dish and laundry soaps available at the Evergreen Cottage. And I highly recommend a serious house cleaning, starting with what's under your sink and in your cleaning cupboard, and replace them with more natural, environmentally friendly alternatives from your natural food store. So this wraps up today's show. I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music, and I hope that you will apply the simple and practical tools I mentioned from the book Living Green, and the book is available at Evergreen Cottage, to help yourself and to help heal our planet. Remember, personal health choices are linked to the health of our environment. Our diet and lifestyle choices have a direct cause and effect relationship with the health of the planet. Buying an organic apple has a ripple effect all the way back to the worms in the soil that nourish that apple tree. And you can be a catalyst of change as one person. And together, we can make huge strides to make the world greener and a better place. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you will join me again next Wednesday for another edition of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. Please make sure to stop by the Whole Foods Pantry, which is stocked with organic and healthy food choices and fresh organic fruits and vegetables, as well as environmentally friendly products. And if you happen to be in the Virginia area, make sure to visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. I also want to remind you of the upcoming second annual Iron Range Earth Fest this Saturday, April 17th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Mountain Iron. Make sure to make plans to attend this wonderful event. And for more information about this event, you can visit the website ironrangeearthfest.org. And also in Ely, starting April 19th, there will be an Earth Fest Film Festival at the VCC's Fireside Lounge, which is sponsored by the local Sustainability Club. And the whole week from the April 19th through Friday, April 23rd, there will be a free film presentation. And a different film will be presented each night during this week, and movies such as Food, Inc., etc. And the shows start at 7 p.m. each night. And again, this event is free to the public, and I encourage you to attend it. Thanks again for listening. I hope you can join me again next week right here on WLY. And in the meantime, be well and be gentle on our planet.